following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hi, y'all. It's me. Welcome to Wilson Wednesdays. I just got a brief devo for you today. This all-important week as we recognize what Jesus did for us as he goes to the cross on Friday, and then he's resurrected 3 days later. Surprise. And the reason why we even are who we are in Christ is because of that resurrection. And so we're going to celebrate it at three services. And I would just tell you and encourage you, coming up on Friday, we're going to have a service here at noon at Refuge. So please come and be a part of that, or just tune in if you're at work and you got a lunch break. Tune in at noon. I think these are important. Services like this are important so that we can recognize and really just be intentional about understanding what Jesus did for us. We don't want to treat it just like any other week, because we want to recognize, we want to have our hearts in line with what Jesus was doing for us. And that's an incredible reality that, and I think sometimes if we're just left up to ourselves, we kind of just carry on. But instead, this is hopefully a time for you to pause and to think about what Jesus did. And so we want to offer that opportunity to you on Friday and then on Easter. And today, I just want to quickly hit on something I hit on this last weekend, which is preparation and being ready and how important that is for a believer. And I would just say that it doesn't happen by accident. Preparation doesn't happen by accident. We don't accidentally get prepared. There's some intentionality there. We talked a little bit about that this weekend, and we want to be intentional about our preparation. And there's this moment in Scripture, and actually, the reason why I'm even reading it is because many people believe this happens on Wednesday of the Holy Week or the week of Jesus. So you have Palm Sunday that started on Sunday, and then there's this week of what did Jesus do throughout the week. And many believe that this particular instance happened on a Wednesday, and maybe some don't, but this is one of those things in Scripture. And the reason why they would say that is in Matthew chapter 26. Here's how it reads, and we're talking about preparation and being ready, and it fits perfectly in line with this text. So listen to what it says in Matthew chapter 26. It says, "Now it came to pass when Jesus had finished all these things that he said to his disciples, 'You know that after 2 days is Passover, and the Son of Man will be delivered up to be crucified.' And then there's this meeting of the chief priests, Matthew tells us, and they're looking for a way. They plot to try to kill him. They're trying to figure out a way to get him. And then we get this amazing account in verse 6. It says, "And when Jesus was in Bethany at the house of Simon the leper, a woman came to him having an alabaster flask, a very costly fragrant oil, and she poured it on his head as he sat at the table." Maybe a little bit shocking to him, but here's this woman who gives this act of worship to Jesus. Listen to what it says. "But when his disciples saw it, they were indignant." His disciples were indignant. "What are you doing? Why all this waste? For this fragrant oil might have been sold for much and given to the poor." In other words, we could have done something so much better with this oil than pour it over Jesus' head. "But when Jesus was aware of it, he said to them," maybe listen and hear them kind of griping in the background, and he's aware of it. And this is what he says to them, "Why do you trouble the woman? For she has done a good work for me. For you have the poor with you always." You could have sold to give to the poor, but you'll have the poor with you always. "But me, the Son of Man, the Savior, who've come to take away the sins of the world, you do not have always." Verse 12, this is what he says, and think about preparation. "For in pouring this fragrant oil on my head, she did it for my burial." He's very clear that this was an act of worship by this woman. She gave a lot to him in this oil. It was expensive, and in doing this, Jesus is saying what she had done, and maybe she really didn't even realize that, is that there was a preparation taking place. In fact, coming from all the way from Palm Sunday to now, there's a preparation taking place that Jesus is being prepared for the cross and eventual resurrection. But in this, she plays an act of this preparation prepared. And it says, "Assuredly, I say to you, whoever this gospel is preached in all the world, that this woman has done what this woman has done will also be told as a memorial to her. And here we are talking about her even today, that this woman who poured this fragrant offering is even talked about to this day. She was part of the preparation process. And then we hear about one other person, that there was another person that was part of the preparation process, but on the other side of the spectrum, the woman came to worship Jesus and love Jesus. And that act of pouring on her head, anointing his head with oil, and he says for burial, was an act of worship. Listen to what Judas says in verse 14. Then one of the 12, called Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priests, remember, who were plotting and trying to figure out how we're going to get this guy, how are we going to kill him, and said, "What are you willing to give me if I deliver him to you?" And they counted out, listen, 30 pieces of silver. So from that time, he sought opportunity to betray him. And you have the stark contrast, both used in preparation in bringing Jesus to the cross. One was an act of burial, an act of worship. The other was an act of betrayal that gets Jesus, ultimately will end up on the cross, which we will celebrate or actually consider, think about. It's an interesting thing on Good Friday. We in some ways celebrate because we know what it means and we know about the resurrection. But it's also time of just pondering what Jesus did for us on the cross. So join us this coming Friday. Join us at Easter we have a Saturday night service, 6 o'clock, and then we have our sunrise service as well as our 9 and 11 service. So come join us for that and really be intentional. Again, preparation just doesn't accidentally happen. We set aside time, we set aside a portion of our lives to get prepared. And so be prepared this week, maybe even grab a devotional and spend some time in a devotional or in scriptures in Matthew as Jesus heads to the cross, maybe follow with him to the cross through Matthew. All right, have a great rest of your week. We'll hopefully see you on Friday. See you later.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life